We're doing the book of Iyov. We're up to what's called the 38th chapter, the 6th pasuk. And Hashem is now talking to Iyov. And Hashem says to Iyov, where you been? Hashem turns to Iyov, and pasuk Dalet is really the pasuk which introduces the pasukim we're about to read. If bo hayita, God says in pasuk Dalet, where you been? When I lay the foundations for earth, and Hashem is continuing along the same vein, and Hashem says in Pasuk Vav, Alma Adaneha Hotbahu, on what were the sockets of earth implanted? O mi yara ibn pinata, or who is it, God says, who threw down the cornerstone of planet Earth? Beron yachad kochevei vohoker vayariyu kol b'nei Elohim. And where were you, God says, when the morning stars gave song, when the constellations and the zodiac were placed each in their respective place, and they all gave song together with the angels? And here you see B'nei Elohim is a reference to angels. That's why in the Brich Shmei, some translate B'nei Elohim, Al Bar Elohim Samichna. What is Bar Elohim? Some want to say that's a reference to angels. Bar could mean son of, like in this pasuk, B'nei Elohim is an angel. Bar could also mean to the exclusion of. Lo al bar Elokim samichna. We don't rely on anything other than God.
We have in Bereshit saying that they wanted to know how humans were, and God sent them to get married with humans.
Right.
So can we say that these are the same?
I don't know. Chazal tell us about this pasuk, that Beron Yachad Kochvei Boker, when the morning stars want to give their song of praise, Bayriu Kol B'nei Elohim, they wait to see us, Am Yisrael. They wait for us to give praise, and then they can give praise. We're so important in heaven that even the angels wait for Am Yisrael's song of praise.
Can you also say that B'nei Elohim is like a level of angels, like as we have Chayat HaKodesh and we have all these
kings? Could be. Why not? Vayasech bidlatayim yam. And who is the one? Where were you? Did you see the one who placed the fence, so to speak, around the sea, that the sea doesn't override its boundaries? Begicho merechem yetze. Because the sea always tries to pull out its waters from its depths. He refers to them as the rechem, so to speak, like the wound, the place it's coming out of. Hashem says, where were you? Did you see how I did that? Meaning we view the sea as unnaturally placed. The Tehillim and Iyov throughout Tanakh, the reference is as though the nature of the sea is to cover the earth. And even in the description of creation, the nature was everything was covered by water. And suddenly Hashem said, no, yikavu amayim, let the waters all settle down in one place. And the description throughout Tanakh is as though the waters are always trying to break their boundaries. And Hashem keeps them in line, so to speak. Hashem keeps them in the sea. Sometimes. So in one place, David HaMelech describes it as though Hashem's foot is stomping down on them. And another place in Tehillim says, Migarat Chayinu Sun. It's because Hashem roared at them and they're always trembling. They try to come out and then they jump back in fear. The Pesukim throughout Tanakh often describe how the water is always trying to break out. Even the words for a wave are sometimes words that Mishbarecha vegalecha alai avaru. Kol mishbarecha vegalecha alai avaru. Mishbarecha is a term for a wave. Shever, it's trying to break out of the water. Shever is to break. So God says to Iyov, were you there when those doors were placed, so to speak, to hold the sea in place? Begicho mirechem yetze, as the sea tries to pull out of the womb that holds it. Besumi anan levusho va'arafel chatulato. When I placed, where were you? When I placed the dressing of the sea as its the cloud is its dressing, and I envelop it with fog, and Hashem says it's as though I covered the sea with these coverings, the fog and the cloud, to prevent it from overflowing its boundaries. Chatulato literally means its encasing. Chotlot, throughout in modern Hebrew, we also call the diaper that wraps the baby chitul. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. So the view here is as though the clouds that surround the ocean, you usually have a fog around the ocean, that's so to speak what's holding it in place. That's again, it's a poetic form. No one thinks that the clouds are specifically what holds the sea in place. But the idea is, Hashem saying, I keep the sea in place. I set laws of nature. Where were you when I set up all of this? Vayishbor alav chuki vasim b'riach udlatayim. Vayishbor alav chuki. Eshbor, Hashem says, I broke upon it, so to speak. I made the laws that confine it, and it's as though I placed on the sea b'riach udlatayim, a bolt and doors to hold it in place. I made it as though it was fortified. So Hashem says it's as though I made these crevices to prevent the sea from going further. And what are those crevices? That's really my laws of nature, which I caused it to be confined in one place. Hashem doesn't mean literally. I made, like in the highway, you have these places where you have, they cut into the highway. So if you go off the road as you're falling asleep as you're driving, suddenly you feel the bumps. So that's not the idea here. It's metaphorical. Hashem says, Chuki, it's my law that keeps it in place. But Vayishbo, I broke over it. I made crevices to stop it from advancing. What are the crevices? Chuki, my laws. They prevent it from escaping. Vasim b'ruach udlatayim. And I placed it under a bolt and doors. Va'omar. And I declared. I declared over the sea. Ad po tavo ve'lo tosif. This is how far you come to the sand, and you don't go beyond that. Ufo yashit bigon galecha, and this is where I want you to put the pride of your waves, not beyond this. This is as far as I want your waves to go. So that's these psukim. Hashem describes Tiov. He says, "You're questioning me, and you're asking God, how come you're not involved in this world, and how come you don't understand the different times that man goes through?" And Hashem says, wait a second. You think you know what I do and don't understand? Let's see what you do and don't understand, Eo. Where were you when I set up the laws of this world? What do you understand about this world? Where were you when I lay the foundations for earth? Did you see who set the sockets for earth to stand on? There are no sockets. The earth is hovering in the air. Do you understand that? You don't. Do you understand, were you there when the morning stars were set to give their songs, the constellations were placed in their place, the angels gave their song? You don't understand that. Do you understand the sea? Were you there when the limits were set on the sea, and I told the limits, the sea, exactly where it's supposed to go to and not beyond that? You don't understand that either. And we're in the middle. We'll pick up here, Bezachem, next time.